Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Monday, February 6th, what a weekend in the NBA. No football for the first time in months, and boy, did we get a treat. Kyrie Irving demands a trade on Friday. It broke a Friday morning late. We were on the herd. The final hour was dedicated to Kyrie Irving. A lot of fun. Saturday, Kyrie Irving, Clippers talk starts up, and then Sunday, we get the deal. I think it was mid-morning out here in L.A., and it was the Dallas Mavericks. Kyrie Irving shipped to the Mavs. I was hoping for a little more drama Super Bowl week. Maybe this would play out a couple more days, but alas, we got a lot to talk about with Kyrie Irving today, and I guess we could start to speculate about Kevin Durant. Will he be the next to go? Will Brooklyn say, you know what, let's just tear the whole damn thing down? I don't know that they can move Ben Simmons, but I think Brooklyn's for another day because as of this morning, I got a lot to say on the Kyrie Irving deal. I want a quick one dad note from coaching sports over the weekend. So I coached my son's basketball team, sixth grade. I think I've hyped him a little bit. We're undefeated. So we have maybe the best player in the league. He couldn't make the game because he plays on a club team. And then our other point guard, who also plays club, had a tournament as well. So we had our two best ball handlers out. I had a great game plan. We're playing a team we know the players, the parents, a good group of kids. They hadn't won a game. We're up 14-2, just choking them out totally. It was an awesome performance. And I coach a brand of basketball, guys, where I play the same way. When I played pickup on Saturday morning, you know, me and four guys, you know, we text together, hey, let's all sign up. Let's get there at the same time. And we went 6-0, destroying like 25-year-olds. And four of us are over 40, and then one guy's a little younger. Three are over 40. Two guys are like mid-30s. At any rate, my brand of defense is we're going to lock down. I'm going to try to get you full court, and I'm going to play tough defense. I'm going to get up in you. A lot of guys don't want to play defense. And the sixth grade team that I have, we're playing full court defense, causing turnovers, wreaking havoc. It was great. 14-2. So third quarter, they start calling it a little ticky-tack. And our guys start getting rattled because of fouls. So the other team comes back. And, you know, we're still in control. We got a guy who hit three threes. It was a really fun game. So they decide fourth quarter to full court press us. Now, nobody's done that before. And again, we're missing our two best ball handlers. So what happens? We were not ready for it. And I made, there's a great coachable moment over the weekend. And I was talking about it with a couple dads who are on the team. And I was like, I screwed us up. When our guys started getting fouls, we only had six guys. One guy ended up fouling out, our point guard, our, you know, third string point guard ends up fouling out. We had no ball handlers against the press. What I should have done was dropped into a 2-3 zone so our guys could clog the lane because all they were getting, the opponent, was layups because our guys didn't want to foul. And our best rim protector, this big guy who's good, he didn't want to foul. He had 3 fouls. We're like, dude, in the third quarter, I had to pull him for a minute. And I'm like, we just can't foul. So our guys got a little passive, handsy on the perimeter, passive inside, and they come back. And finally, on a free throw, they take the lead with like 18 seconds left, and we lost by one. It stunk. Our kids were really upset. We do have, I think, the best team in the league. There is another good, really good team. But our guys were upset, and I'm trying to tell them, guys, we learned a lot. We were without our best player. We were without our other point guard, and we all had to step up. And you know what? We know what we have to work on. I have to work on stuff myself. I should have dropped into a 2-3 zone. Lesson learned. Okay, so that's my dad life coachable moment. I won't talk about my daughter's game. Another body bag game in fourth grade girls basketball. We got the win, but geez, 2 players injured. Refs had to separate girls. It's feisty out there. I love hoops. At any rate, let's talk Kyrie Irving. We're not going to do any NFL today because of the Kyrie deal. Sorry, I know it's Super Bowl week. I will be traveling to Arizona. The Herd will be in Arizona for Thursday, Friday. I'll still do the podcast. I haven't totally talked it over with Rob G, but I think we'll be doing it. It should be fun. A lot of football content coming up. NBA trade deadline's Thursday. I don't know what else we'll get, but we're going to keep this to Kyrie Irving. I'm going to break this down into two, maybe 3. Yeah, third layer will have to be LeBron. The first layer, obviously Kyrie Irving. Second layer, I think Dallas. I don't love this for Dallas. I'll tell you why. Third layer, Lakers. I love it for the Lakers because they didn't get Kyrie Irving. All these Laker fans are dejected. LeBron subtweeting. We'll get to all that. But first, let's go to the Kyrie Irving factor. Okay, I've told this story about Kyrie a lot. Okay, I used to be a huge Kyrie Irving fan. I watched, what was the movie that he did? Uncle Drew. I enjoyed the movie. Showed my kids. It's fun. Kyrie Irving's handle, the trash talk. It's a really fun basketball movie. Not a great movie. And I liked Kyrie at that point so much, I got a Kyrie jersey, a burnt orange throwback. Now, here's the funny thing. We were going to do a giveaway here on the podcast of that Kyrie jersey. I somehow totally forgot about it. Rob didn't remind me. And I remembered after the trade, I took a picture of the jersey, posted it on social. I said, I'm giving this bad boy away. Funniest and best 5-star review of my podcast in the next 48 hours. We'll call it tomorrow night. We'll call it at the end of the night, and by Wednesday morning, we'll make a decision. On iTunes, you leave the funniest and best 5-star review, and I will mail the jersey to you. I'll pay for the shipping. You know, these jerseys, I don't know, $100, $120, whatever the value is, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I haven't worn the jersey in years because I don't like Kyrie Irving anymore. Guy's a team killer, a coach killer. Folks, I know that the NBA Twitter crowd loves Kyrie Irving. Oh, his layup package is elite. His handle is ridiculous. And then you just start going down the list. You're like, oh, how many first-team All-NBAs has he had? Oh, never. So he's never been one of the two best point guards in the NBA, or two best guards in the NBA. Never in his career. How many MVP votes has he had for first place? Oh, none? Oh, okay. So what is Kyrie Irving? I'm going to ask you that. I'm going to be honestly blunt. What is Kyrie Irving? He's a really talented basketball player. And he's a massive malcontent off the court. Enormous. Now, maybe he's going through some stuff the last 5 years. He doesn't know who he is. He's trying to find himself. But it has been a train wreck. The end of Cleveland was ugly. The end of Boston was hideous. Then he recruits Kevin Durant to Brooklyn. Kevin Durant, I don't want to bash Kevin Durant. You know I have a soft spot for him. Maybe he'll DM me when I tag him on IG after this. But he recruits KD to Brooklyn and then demands a trade. This is the second time he's now demanded a trade. Now, Harden demanded a trade and got it. Kevin Durant demanded a trade and then he rescinded it. It's just a total disaster. All things Kyrie Irving, historically in the NBA, have ended up a disaster. That's a fact. That's an unassailable fact. Did he hit a great shot with the Cavs to win the title? You know it. Massive shot. Was it an iconic shot? I don't even know if it was iconic as LeBron's block in transition. That was incredible. The shot was massive. There was still a lot of time on the clock. What, final minute, 40-something seconds? Kevin Love played lockdown defense. Yes, he did. On Steph Curry on the final possession, and the Cavs win an incredible title that vaulted LeBron, I thought, to even with Jordan, and then LeBron wins a chip with the Lakers and passed Jordan. But we're not making it out about LeBron Jordan. This is about Kyrie Irving. Again, great talent, but off the court matters. And I ask you guys this last week, as if I knew this was going to happen. Is Kyrie Irving a winning player? That's it. Is he a winning basketball player? And then if you want to, if you think that he's a winning player, ask yourself, what is a winning player? Is he unselfish? Demanded two trades for Brooklyn after kind of building this team, getting coach fired, two coaches fired. Like, is he selfish or unselfish? I mean, he's a really good ball handler. He's a very good basketball player, but everything else is bad. We don't need to rehash it here. But what I do need to rehash, and I'm telling the Mavericks fans, listen closely. The Scorpion and the Frog. I've mentioned it before. It should be automatic now. The Scorpion needs a ride across the river. He can't cross. He sees a frog and says, hey, frog, can you give me a ride across the river? And the frog says, no, why would I give you a ride? You're going to sting me and kill me. And the Scorpion says, no, that's not me anymore. I need a ride. Why would I kill you? Then we'll both die. That's stupid. I wouldn't do that. And the frog says, you know what? Okay, I'll give you a ride. So the frog says, come on my back. The Scorpion goes on his back. Everything's going swimmingly. Halfway across the river, out of nowhere, the Scorpion, bing! And the frog says, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You stung me. We're going to die. And he's like, he looked at him. He kind of shrugged his shoulders. And the Scorpion says, that's what I do. I'm a Scorpion. And they both drown in the river. Tell me Kyrie Irving is not a Scorpion.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's be real. Since the disaster that he had on social media with that whole promoting the anti-Semitic stuff, since he came back, bounced back from that disaster, he has been a model citizen in Brooklyn. I think, and I tried to look this up, I think they went 18-3. I believe it was 18-3 in January. I have a lot of notes on Kyrie Irving. Let's see here. 18-3 in December. And they start to surge. Everything's looking good. And all of a sudden, Kyrie says, okay, hey, I've been a model citizen. Nets, can I get that new deal? And the Nets were like, no. It's got to be tied to a championship. Kyrie Irving's stepmom, I guess, is his agent. And it blew up, and Kyrie Irving walks out of the meeting and says, I demand a trade. Now, at this point, Kyrie Irving has no leverage at all. The Brooklyn Nets can point at to him and say, so what are you going to do? Are you not going to play? Because if you want a contract and you're not going to play, like, who's signing you after this? Like, Kyrie has zero leverage. None. None at all. And it's just, it got uglier because once Kyrie Irving decided he wanted the trade, you start looking at, well, the Lakers. And then LeBron does the tweet with the eyes emoji a couple hours later, like, oh, could we get him in LA? And all these Lakers fans, all these Lakers jabronis ready to sell blood to get Kyrie Irving here. Guys are like, I'll give my pinky to get Kyrie here. We need a title. Not thinking about the long term, short term, long term, not a thing that a lot of people focus on. It's really important. I got to applaud Rob Pelinka. He did not do it. Pelinka held firm, did not do anything stupid. Lakers did not get involved. Now, I thought the Clippers could have made sense because they are actually, I know people don't want to admit it, they're kind of desperate. They have no point guard play. They don't have a leader on the court. I'm not saying Kyrie's a leader, but I'm saying he's at least an alpha. People follow him. Now, there's a difference between being a leader and an alpha. I don't necessarily want Kyrie Irving leading my team because, again, he's an alpha, and there's some sketchy territory when it comes to Kyrie being the man and the voice in the locker room. This is a guy, I need to remind you, who tried to sink the entire NBA bubble. Why are we going to play? There's so much going on in this country. We shouldn't go. And that's when him and LeBron really got into it. They had like a private phone call. You guys can go read about this. I'm not making it up. I'm not saying I'm the source. Go read about it. Kyrie tried to scuttle the bubble. Did not want them to go. Of course, LeBron ends up getting the title. I think Kyrie was ticked off because LeBron, as you guys know, hadn't got a title since that Cavs one. At any rate, I do believe in some weird, wacky way, Brooklyn, instead of calling his bluff and saying, you can sit if you want, we're not going to pay you, blah, 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 they just said, we need to cut bait. Now, I'm assuming, and we don't have it confirmed, that the Nets negotiated with Kevin Durant and said, KD, we can, here's our options with, I mean, you got to go to KD on this. Here are our options with Kyrie, who Kevin Durant, like a fool, has defended. And Durant's too proud to admit it, but Kevin Durant needs to look himself in the mirror and say, man, I made a dumbass decision following this goofball. We have all made dumb decisions. It happens, you know? I made some stupid ones in my life, made some really dumb decisions. You just got to own it and move on. Put it behind you. Hopefully Kevin Durant can do that here. Now, whether or not KD asks for a trade demand this week, we'll see. I mean, if I'm the Lakers, I'd much rather give up whatever they want for Kevin Durant. If I'm the Warriors, who now have Steph Curry out again, sounds like multiple weeks. I would put it at least 10 to 15 games Steph Curry's going to miss. Warriors should make the playoffs, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see with Curry injured. So I think KD could have a market now. It just depends how much the Nets want to tear it down. I think the Nets need to be realistic. Are we beating Boston or Milwaukee? I would say absolutely not. Are they beating Cleveland? I don't know. I don't totally see that happening. So if I'm the Nets, I would look into trading KD. But again, we'll do more on that tomorrow. I think we need to wrap up some stuff on Kyrie Irving. So he gets his wish and goes to Dallas. And now from the Dallas standpoint, why I didn't love the deal is the Mavs had Jalen Brunson. He was homegrown, second round pick. They drafted him. He was good, man. They got to the conference finals last year with Jalen Brunson as their second best player. The problem is they screwed up negotiating. Now, again, I don't need to revisit all this crap, but the bottom line is a couple years ago, Cuban didn't think Brunson was worth big money, did not want to negotiate, kicked the can down the road. What happens? The Knicks get in position by hiring all of Brunson's guys, well, his dad's guys. And next thing you know, as soon as it comes time for free agency, Brunson says, peace out, Dallas, I'm gone. And you lose a homegrown talent who is a borderline all-star. And you guys can scoff at Brunson being an all-star. He's pretty damn good. You basically lose him for nothing. That hurt. So Brunson walks out the door, and Lo and behold, Mark Cuban replaces Brunson with Kyrie Irving. Now, this is going to be a bitter, bitter pill to swallow. Do you think Jalen Brunson is a better contract deal than Kyrie Irving? And I ask you this. Kyrie, this is the part for Dallas that I don't like. Kyrie Irving, folks, is going to try to be a model citizen for the next, 25 games. He is going to do his best to be on the straight and narrow. And all these Mavs fans are going to get geeked and they're going to buy in. Look at Kyrie. Oh, my gosh. This team is finally getting together. This is an upgrade. We got better. Who cares about Dorian Finney-Smith and Spencer Dinwiddie? We got Kyrie. People are going to buy his jersey. They're going to lap it up because of the Scorpion and the Frog. For a little while, the Scorpion can get his act together. And I think 25 games, Kyrie can be on the straight and narrow for a little bit, right? So let's say best case scenario, they go to the playoffs and make a run to the Western Conference Finals or the Finals. Kyrie's on his best behavior, and he doesn't mind being the number two to Luka. We'll see. Brunson was okay with it, but he was a second round pick. Kyrie was a number one overall pick. Didn't want to be second fiddle to LeBron, so he bounced in Cleveland. Couldn't work with Tatum and Brown in Boston and Brad Stevens. And now can't work with the Nets because he wants to get paid. But all of a sudden, let's just work with me here. Kyrie Irving is a model citizen and everything goes outstanding. Let's just say they get to the finals. And if you think that's a bridge too far, fine. Western Conference Finals and they lose to whoever. Then the fun really begins for Dallas. Because what do you do? Do you say, boy, Kyrie Irving, man, great player. We got to the conference finals. I mean, he model citizen. He loves it here in Dallas. He wants to be here. Well, you know what he's asking for. And it's out there from a couple people at ESPN. Kyrie Irving is seeking a 4-year, $200 million deal. That's what he wants. That's why when he was asking the Nets, he could get that from the Nets. They were like, absolutely not. So Kyrie, straight and narrow, and then you're going to give him 4 years and $200 million? You're going to hitch your wagon to that? Because if you don't, Kyrie Irving is hoping that some other idiot sucker out there says, oh yeah, let's bring on Kyrie. Looks like he's cleaned up his act. He's grown up. He's matured. Who's going to be the sucker? What do they say? If you sit down at the poker table and you look around and you don't know who the mark is, it's probably you. Well, eventually this offseason when Kyrie is looking for his deal, some idiot's going to step up and offer him a lot. And is that going to be Mark Cuban? I don't know. So now, if you're Cuban, you just lost Dorian Finney-Smith, and you guys can scoff. The casuals don't know. DFS is like an ideal player. He's a perfect wing on a good salary, 3-and-D. Like, they're going to miss him. Spencer Dinwiddie shooting, I think, 40? Hold on, I have the number here somewhere. But Spencer Dinwiddie, 40% on threes this year. Perfect six man. Luka, come in. Get a breather. Dinwiddie carry the offense. He could do that for stretches. That's two big losses. Then you toss in a later first round pick in 2 seconds, whatever. I don't know. I mean, Mark Cuban has taken a risk. And listen, that's what you do as a businessman, right? He's Mr. Shark Tank. He is Mr. Risk Taker. No risk it, no biscuit. This is a big swing for Mark Cuban. And I would almost guarantee you in the short term, it works great. What's going to happen in June? I have no idea. Now, here's the worst part. If it goes sour and they don't even make the conference finals, it's like, holy cow, what a disaster this was. Now, I'll say this. I do like the makeup of Dallas's top seven. Obviously, you have Luka, Kyrie, and Christian Wood as a big three. Not a lot of defense in that trio. I would almost say none. Definitely not from Christian Wood. Although he can be a rim protector, but he can't defend. You lose your best wing defender. You have Hardaway and Bullock is good, but you're putting a lot of pressure on the three guys off the bench. Josh Green, who's been pretty good. I would call him emerging. 22-year-old. He's got a lot of talent. Big 6'5 wing guy in the Desmond Bane mold, but he ain't Desmond Bane yet or even close to it. We got Dwight Powell, who's a pretty good rim runner. I like him. Stanford kid, smart. And then the last guy you have is Maxi Kleber, who's been hurt since, December. I like him a lot. So you've got those eight you can rotate. I don't know that Bertans can play in a big spot in the playoffs. He's just a catch-and-shoot guy, spot up. He ain't going to defend anybody. I think this is a top three or four team in the West. But again, I'm not just looking at, hey, what are the next 3 months going to bring? You guys know, because I own two teams in basketball and, well, minority owner, basketball and soccer. I'm into team building. I had a meeting last week, a really productive lunch with, I'm not going to say who, but someone who is important on the soccer side. And we just talked team building for basically 90 minutes and how you go about that and what matters. And, you know, the philosophy of what you want to be is super interesting. The thing is, you have to have buy-in from the ownership to the front office to the coach. If you don't have a philosophy, what you ultimately have is cycling through coaches, cycling through front office guys, and lo and behold, what do you have? A bunch of players who maybe don't fit what the next coach wants to do. That's a major problem. Then you're spending a lot of money, bad contracts, and there's no top-down philosophy. The best organizations know what their philosophy is. Dallas seems to be Luka Doncic. How do you think Kyrie Irving is going to like that philosophy? The world operates around Luka. He's got the highest usage rate of his career. He's playing the most minutes. And oh, by the way, when he has to sit there 0-7 without him. Again, I think Dallas is upside. I think they can make the finals. Are they going to win it? I don't think so. But I'm not doubting Luka. You guys know that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The third leg of this is, of course, LeBron and the Lakers, because there always is involvement from LeBron and the Lakers. So the interesting thing is, Sunday afternoon, after it had been reported that Kyrie was headed to the Mavs, LeBron just tweeted, because he's so good at this, maybe it's me. That's it. No context, no nothing. He could have been talking about a game of Monopoly with his family. He could have been talking about anything. And damn, I should have had something ready. LeBron basically could have been talking about anything. His stamp collection, his basketball cards. I have no idea. It almost certainly was all about the Lakers not getting Kyrie. Now, what does maybe it's me mean? What does that, like, the Lakers don't want to give LeBron what he wants? They didn't think Kyrie would be a good fit with LeBron. The bottom line is the Lakers do not, they're not desperate enough to get in bed with Kyrie Irving. Absolutely not. And give up whatever bargaining chips you do. Listen, the Lakers could still get him if they really so desire in the offseason. I think it would be a train wreck. Good for content. But in reality, I think it's a terrible idea. They can go after him and give up nothing. Right? They could give up nothing. Now, they would have had to give up all their chips to make a move. Let's see what the Lakers do at the deadline. I don't think they stand pat. You guys know I am very, very, very pro. We need to go and get Zach LaVine. I think he's perfect. I looked this up. 44% on catch and shoot threes this year, guys. 44%. Catch and shoot threes. Are you kidding me? Kyrie's not a catch and shoot guy. He's like, give me the ball. Let me go to work. Zach LaVine will know, oh, you need a third? You need a third banana? I'm your guy. You need me to defend? Great. I don't have to carry the scoring load. The offense doesn't have to go through me. None of that? Shucks, where do I sign up? Guys, I know Laker fans don't want to hear it. Oh, the contract. Guys, he's 28. He's barely got any tread on the playoff tires. I know he's had some injuries. I get that. That stinks. Who hasn't had injuries? Kyrie's always hurt. Don't give me Zach LaVine injuries. Kyrie's hurt every freaking year. Look at the playoffs. He's hurt every year. So, you can play the injuries card all you want. A lot of guys get hurt. LeBron is the bionic man, you know? So, Buddy agrees with me. You know, Buddy the dog. At any rate, I think the Lakers dodged a bullet. I think the Mavericks are willing to eat one, which is super risky. One report claims that Mark Cuban did talk to Luka about this before the trade. And then, of course, the positive. Expect a lot of fluff like this today. Well, when Kyrie was growing up, his favorite point guard was Jason Kidd, who's the new coach of the Mavs. And the new GM or one of the front office guys in Dallas used to work at Nike and had a relationship with Kyrie. This is all going to go so great. Okay. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that it goes well for Dallas. As for Brooklyn, I don't really have much of a take on what they do unless we hear Kevin Durant wants out. Now, Kevin Durant's injured, so it's kind of difficult to trade an injured player. I don't think the Nets are doing anything in the East this year. We'll see. It's going to be fascinating, the Kevin Durant saga. Can the Nets build around him, or do they just say, this isn't worth it? Can the Nets move Ben Simmons? We're looking at some interesting potential, I think we say this every year, at the NBA trade deadline. Now, whether or not anything happens, we shall see. I'm not going to talk about the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant's crew. I don't want to use the word posse before people get upset. I'm not going to talk about that story. You guys can go look it up. They're just dumb. They run their mouths at every game. Now it's in Indiana. Like, stop. Just stop being D-bags. I don't know what's going on in Memphis. Obviously, we'll do plenty of NFL Super Bowl week. Very excited, folks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.